Today is Friday, June 19th. I'm Megan Lynch. The full board of aldermen took their first vote on the bill to allocate the Rams settlement money in the city of St. Louis.
Unlike previous attempts, this bill passed with only three aldermen voting against it. Brett Narayan was one of those who voted no and says this is a bad bill.
It tries to do too much and it's going to end up not being effective at anything, I fear.
Aldermanic President Megan Green was asked about criticisms. The city has moved too slow getting funds like these to tornado victims.
Especially for those tornado recovery programs is to expand a lot of programs that we have built over the last year. And so we're not needing to start something from scratch.
The bill allocates $120 million to North City, $75 million to the Water Division, citywide street repair and vacancy reduction, and the remaining $55 million to downtown. Final passage of the bill is expected to be given next week. Shaw Malone, KMOX News.
Will the city spend or lose millions of dollars?
The clock is ticking on $18 million in federal pandemic relief funds for the city of St. Louis. St. Louis Development Corporation has gotten heat over the past 2 years for the sluggish rollout of grants meant for small businesses and Northside developers. But SLDC President Stephen Westbrooks tells his board of directors that the money will get out the door.
I continue to have a very high degree of confidence that we will fully deploy these resources by the September 30 deadline. We're managing that very closely and have been.
If the city fails to commit the funds by that September deadline, the money has to go back to Washington, D.C. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
City Hall approves hefty pay bumps for police and firefighters, but officials warn it will come at the expense of other city workers. The city's finance board is maneuvering $1.4 million to fund fire department raises. The scramble is a domino effect of the state police board's recent unbudgeted pay hike for command staff. Aldermanic President Megan Green says while they made the math work this time,
this will not be sustainable long term if year after year the police board is coming back to us with raises of this magnitude. It will impact all of these other city departments and wages for other city workers.
The city balanced the books largely by taking $1 million out of the police department's budget. The police department then released a statement saying city officials made that cut without any advance warning, despite police requests for coordination on public safety funding.
We now know of three teen takeovers that are being planned.
St. Louis police say they've identified planned teen takeovers at Forest Park, Haristow State University, and a North County skate park this Saturday. They say the organizers of at least two of them are teenagers from outside of the city. SLMPD spokesman Mitch McCoy says it's not just a St. Louis problem.
This is a national trend where Detroit police were heavily involved, and we're actually having conversations with Detroit police about how they engage and talk about some of these teen takeovers ahead of time.
Police are asking parents to use location apps to track their kids Saturday and to send any takeover flyers they spot to tips at slmpd.org. After a street takeover turned pride celebrations in the Grove into chaos last year, the city taking new precautions. Here's Mayor Kara Spencer.
I signed Executive Order 97, imposing a curfew for individuals 17 and younger in the Forest Park Southeast neighborhood, including the Grove, between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. on both Saturday and Sunday night next weekend.
Spencer said bars along the Grove collectively agreed to shut down at midnight next weekend. When Kansas City Police Department put out the call for help providing security for the World Cup, they received a huge response from federal, state, and local officers. That effort includes help from Central Missouri, where Mexico Public Safety Chief Bryce Mesko says the list of participants is very long.
Hopefully they have enough fresh horses coming in and out to give everybody breaks. And federal government, they also have kicked out training packet to officers who are going to be working assignments, so they kind of know what to expect because you've got a lot of different cultures, nationalities that you're going to be dealing with.
Mesko tells Missouri Net six of his officers volunteered to assist on their days off. The Kansas City police reached out across Missouri as well as parts of Illinois and Iowa to bring in additional law enforcement support. Missouri's Attorney General voicing her response to the warnings two San Francisco Giants pitchers received after writing Bible verses on their pride-themed baseball caps during last Friday's game against the Cubs.
Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway sent a letter to MLB Commissioner Robert Manfred on Wednesday, saying any threat to punish MLB players who exercise their religious or moral beliefs is, quote, both illegal and un-American.
We are simply standing up for free speech. Major League Baseball compelled them to speak by wearing these hats that supported Pride Month and is trying to prohibit them from speaking as they want to speak.
The MLB says the warning was not due to the contents of the writing, but because the league has given warnings to other players who have written messages on their uniforms before. Hanaway's letter asked the commissioner to respond by next Wednesday. If she doesn't receive a response by then, Hanaway says her office will open an investigation into the MLB to see whether it violated the First Amendment rights of players in Missouri before. Jade Aubrey, KMOX News.
There are two spots left for Sunday's Father's Day float on the Merrimack River. Fathers and their partners or children start the all-day 10-mile float at 8 a.m. at Route 66 State Park. Only one spot open for canoeing and one for kayaking. You have to register ahead of time with the St. Louis County Parks and Recreation District.